You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another audio described theatre review now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar, how are you?
Good to be back, Toby. Nice to talk to you.
We are off to Cherry Tree Lane, London, in the early part of 1910 this week, as the current UK and Ireland tour of Mary Poppins visited the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre as that world-famous nanny arrives to look after the Banks family children, Michael and Jane. I am sure many of us have seen that famous 1964 Disney film version of Mary Poppins starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, but how was this award-winning musical production at the Birmingham Hippodrome?
Well, it was really good, actually, Toby. And I was thinking, reflecting back on when I'd previously seen a stage production of Mary Poppins, which was coming up for a decade ago. And I remember enjoying it at the time. But this one, for some reason, worked really, really well for me. The casting was all great. And obviously, you mentioned the iconic film starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. The characters were played by, obviously, different people in this stage production, but equally accomplished, equally talented. And I'm always full of admiration for young people and for arguably children to take on such massive roles as Michael and Jane. And the couple that we saw doing them on this occasion were absolutely brilliant.
And how is it, Vidar, when you're sort of watching a stage production of that sort of very world-famous Mary Poppins film, to not have that sort of imagery of the film in your mind?
It's a good question, Toby. And I think if the production, as it was on this occasion, is so engaging, then perhaps you do focus more on the production, but you do also compare and contrast subconsciously with the film. And the film, even now, 61 years later, is just as impressive as it ever was. So actually, I think it's just if you enjoy the show, enjoy the tunes, enjoy the performances, you can compare and contrast, and actually reflecting on the film enhances your enjoyment of the stage show, if that makes sense.
And a great set that takes you from the rooftops and chimneys of London into the Banks family house through Bob Crowley's sort of doll's house set that I think unfolds into a double-storey house with attic and downstairs basement and some great illusions too. But there must have been a really good touch tour for this one.
Very good touch tour that Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy, who are describing on this occasion, led, along with members of the stage management and indeed volunteers and staff members from the Hippodrome itself. And some great props to see as well, not least the umbrella, famous umbrella. Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins are always famous for their umbrella, amongst many other props. And I was reminded, actually, because a couple of people on the touch tour hadn't, I don't think, been on a touch tour at the Hippodrome before, and they were just marvelling at looking out at the auditorium as well as admiring the set. They were getting a sense of perspective as the size of the stage and the size of the venue. So that was all part and parcel of the VIP experience, as I would put it.
And of course, there are some great songs in Mary Poppins, and I won't try and sing any of them. But from what I've seen from watching the video trailer for Mary Poppins, I think they come more to life through the, I suppose, musical stage production. And there are even some new songs, too, which must have got your feet tapping, Vidar.
Absolutely. There's some well-known ones, obviously Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Don't often say that early in the morning or late at night, for that matter. And the other one that I particularly like is one of the characters, Miss Lark, singing about feeding the birds, which I always found very poignant, actually, and that was very, very good. And one thing I would say, Toby, is not having a great head for heights, I was full of admiration for Julie Andrews' character, or Mary Poppins, shall we say. You see, I keep referring to Julie Andrews because of that iconic film, but the character playing Julie Andrews on this occasion had nerves of steel because she flew up to the roof of the theatre at one point towards the end of the show. And I always have great admiration for people's composure in that sort of situation, because I would find that very, very difficult.
And a lot of those songs do come to life through the choreography of Matthew Bourne and Stephen Murr, which must have come across through the audio description by Jonathan as well.
Absolutely true. And yeah, he brought to life all of that visual aspect to the play and the production and the musical. And the whole thing, 2¾ hours, including an interval, raced by very, very quickly. I think that's testimony to the sign of how much of a success it was as a stage dramatization. And yeah, the music really enhanced it. And the acting, the singing was faultless, really, I would say.
Yeah, because what I've read from reviews, the cast really did very well. And it's very difficult, I suppose, to make those characters your own. But I think it was nice to see Rosemary Ashe, I think, as Mrs. Brill, and Patti Boulay as the bird woman as well.
I was just going to mention Patti Boulay. Having talked about Feeding the Birds and that particular song, it was Patti Boulay who was actually singing it and still got a great voice.
So, Vidar, a magical time for you with Mary Poppins at the Birmingham Hippodrome, and a show that you would recommend people to see as the production continues on its tour.
Definitely. If you get the chance to go to Cherry Tree Lane and beyond, then please do.
Well, you will find out more about the current tour of Mary Poppins, along with details of performances near you, by visiting marypoppins.co.uk. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing The Addams Family, and I won't try and hum that tune either.
Oh, what a shame, Toby. Well, we can maybe hum that when we next talk, but yes, that's what we're likely to focus on next time.
Well, as always, thank you so much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Mary Poppins at the Birmingham Hippodrome with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure, Toby. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.